Can't Wait for Christmas is a proud member of the Christmas Podcast Network.
Hey, buddy, what you doing?
Is it Christmas yet?
No, sorry, not yet.
I can't wait for Christmas.
Yeah, I can't wait for Christmas either. In fact, let's celebrate now.
Welcome to the Can't Wait for Christmas podcast.
Welcome to this special bonus episode of the Can't Wait for Christmas podcast, the podcast all about Christmas history, Christmas traditions, Christmas media, and everything else Christmas. I'm your host and guy who didn't wait for Halloween to be over to start decorating for Christmas, Tim Babb. Longtime listeners probably know that we typically drop episodes on the 25th of each month, but today is a special day in the Christmas podcast community. It's Christmas Podcast Day!
After Halloween is done, it's time to start the Christmas fun. Yes, my friends, it's Christmas Podcast Day. November 1st is the day you need to check your favorite podcast feed and join the fun on Christmas Podcast Day.
All your favorite Christmas shows are releasing brand new episodes.
Some may say that it's too soon, but they're lucky we don't do it in June. So come along and have a laugh as we talk carols, films, and crafts, and all the things from the merriest holiday. Fa-la-la-la, it's Christmas Podcast Day!
Yes, on Christmas Podcast Day, a bunch of us Christmas podcasters do a bonus episode to kick off the festive season. And this really worked out great for me this year, since there was a segment that I left out of the most recent episode. See, last episode I got a chance to talk about the 70th anniversary of White Christmas with the wonderful Alonzo Duralde. But the episode was a little on the long side, and I wasn't about to cut any of Alonzo's interview, and I also wasn't going to cut any of Art from A Cozy Christmas Podcast's Five Golden Things, so I cut a whole segment where we talk about Christmas stories that have popped up in the news. So, on Christmas Podcast Day, we're bringing you the segment that wasn't in last show, All I Want for Christmas is News.
All I want for Christmas is news!
Wait, hold on. Wait, stop for a second. Wait, hold on. Stop. Wait. Could you stop that for a second? Thank you.
Sorry.
You do realize you just played three separate jingles in less than 2 minutes.
Hey, imaginary listener that sounds kind of like Kermit the Frog.
It's Carl, and is the whole show just going to be jingles?
No. I promise that's the last one. So now, let's get to the news.
Wait, what was that? You just said no more jingles.
That was a stinger, not a jingle.
Would you just get on with it?
All right. First up in Christmas news, Spirit Halloween stores have expanded their operations to Christmas. The chain has opened 10 Spirit Christmas stores across the northeastern United States, specifically in New Jersey, Connecticut, New York, Massachusetts, and Pennsylvania. This is great news for Christmas fans, as well as retail property owners who still haven't found a new tenant for the Babies R Us that's been sitting vacant since 2019. I will say, as a Californian, I'm a little annoyed that we're not getting Christmas love on the West Coast, especially since the very first Spirit Halloween store was right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. What's up, Spirit? You forget where you came from? You think you're too cool for the West Coast now? Jersey gets a Spirit Christmas, but nothing for California? Aye, playa. I see how it is. Also, how did you mess up that name? You called your Christmas stores Spirit Christmas when Christmas Spirit was sitting right there in front of you, leaving money on the table, Spirit. Call me first next time. Moving on. In other Christmas news, the United States Post Office has announced the shipping deadlines to get your cards and packages to arrive by Christmas. For the contiguous United States, it's December 18th for USPS Ground Advantage Service and First Class Mail Service, December 19th for Priority Mail Service, and December 21st for Holy Cow, I Can't Believe We Didn't Send Grandma a Present, We Gotta Pay an Arm and a Leg to Make Sure It's There on Time, aka Priority Mail Express Service. Now, the dates for Hawaii and Alaska are a little earlier. December 16th for USPS Ground Advantage Service, December 18th for First Class Mail Service, December 19th for Priority Mail Service, and December 20th for, forget it, I'm not paying that much, we'll say it's a New Year's present, aka Priority Mail Express Service. International shipping dates may vary, but you can check with the USPS website for specific information on where you're shipping to. And if you're shipping to me, don't forget I'm a size large in Panda Express gift cards. In other Christmas news, Hallmark Channel is being sued for alleged age discrimination. According to the suit, casting director Penny Perry was fired for being too old and continually casting old stars like Holly Robinson Pete and Lacey Chabert. You can tell, but I was doing old in quotation fingers there. The suit alleges that Hallmark executive VP of programming Lisa Hamilton Daly said that the network needed more young talent because, quote, our leading ladies are aging out. Putting ageism aside, even though it's a constant problem in Hollywood that seems to disproportionately affect women, and it is super disappointing that a channel that is known for making so many Christmas movies with women as lead characters would treat their stars this way, especially since their draw as stars is what helped legitimize Hallmark's schmaltzy made-for-TV movies.
You're putting that aside?
Yeah, I'm putting that aside.
Talking an awful lot about the thing that you're putting to the side, maybe we should just leave it on the side and get to your point.
My point is, Hallmark, are you aware of who your audience is for these movies? I'm pretty sure you are, based on the commercials you run, because I know you don't believe that a bunch of 20-somethings are coming home from De Klerb and hoping to see ads for Humera or Worthington Originals. Also, Lacey Chabert is a national treasure. You put some respect on her name.
What about Holly Robinson Pete?
You put some respect on her name too, Hallmark. Don't make me turn this podcast around. Speaking of Christmas controversy, Neiman Marcus released its annual catalog of ludicrously expensive gift ideas, like a royal family carriage for a mere $1.9 million, or you can go to Italy and be immersed in the art of creating fine porcelain for a mere $90,000, or you can get a pair of boots and an astrological reading for a mere $28,000. And if you were thinking the controversy is how expensive these things are, think again. You see, this catalog of things most people can't afford has been around for years and years, and it's traditionally been called the Christmas Book. But this year, they changed the name and it's called the Holiday Book. And this has a bunch of people feeling some kind of way about this. Now, normally, I'm for letting people or businesses say whatever they want. Call it a Christmas book, call it a holiday book, I don't care. No matter what you say, I know what holiday I'm celebrating, so that doesn't really affect me. But the reason Neiman Marcus gave for the name change has me scratching my head a little bit. The company says they made the change for inclusivity, to welcome customers of all backgrounds, religions, and traditions. Really, Neiman Marcus? You're selling a $777,000 jewelry and safari experience, and you think the name of the catalog is what's stopping you from being inclusive? You really think there's someone out there who's got $50,000 laying around to spend on a London shopping spree, but they see the title of the catalog and say, forget it, I don't celebrate Christmas. You really want to make your catalog more inclusive, maybe bring the price of those boots down and I'll read my own horoscope in the newspaper. And speaking of including or not including the word Christmas, let's move to politics.
Whoa, what? Why would you do that?
Well, there's an election just days away. It's what's on people's minds.
But these are supposed to be Christmas stories.
Well, someone dragged Christmas into the election, so now I gotta talk about it.
But do you, though?
Former President Donald Trump was recently at a campaign rally in North Carolina where he said this.
And we will proudly say Merry Christmas again.
I almost brought this subject up back in August when he did an interview with Aiden Ross and said, quote, you weren't allowed to say Merry Christmas, I brought it back. Which is so true, right? I think we all remember the dark days before the Trump presidency when none of us were allowed to mention the holiday that makes U.S. retailers more than $600 billion every year. In fact, this podcast started in mid-2015, almost 2 years before Trump took office. And I think we all remember our original awkward intro.
Welcome to the Can't Wait for
Holiday
Podcast.
Are you quite done with your sarcasm?
I think so. I mean, that was a relatively tame political joke, right?
We'll see how many subscribers you lose.
Well, let's close things up with a feel-good political story that we can all enjoy. The White House has selected their official Christmas tree for this year. You see, every year since 1966, the National Christmas Tree Association has a national tree contest, and the winner becomes the official White House Christmas tree. This year, the winning tree comes from Cartner's Christmas Tree Farm in North Carolina. The Christmas spirit is especially strong with this story, as North Carolina was just recently ravaged with a powerful hurricane. In fact, the road to the Cartner's Christmas Tree Farm was damaged during the hurricane, and the farm was unreachable. Thankfully, the road was repaired just in time for tree selection. And it's good that they're putting the spotlight on a North Carolina Christmas tree farm. Any extra business they get will go a long way towards their recovery.
North Carolina has a great agricultural system and heritage, and the trees here are fantastic. And this year, in particular, because of all that they've been through in the last month, it's great to show the resilience of North Carolina and what they're able to do.
And that's all the Christmas news I have for you today. But speaking of helping folks, if you're listening to this on Christmas Podcast Day, on November 1st, you still have a chance to get the Christmas Podcast Network ornament that benefits the Red Sled Foundation, a group that provides programs, services, holiday gifts, and essential needs for low-income, disabled, medically challenged, and terminally ill children in their local and national communities. Pre-orders were supposed to close on Halloween yesterday, but we've extended the deadline to tonight, November 1st. So, go to the link in the show notes if you haven't ordered your Christmas ornament yet. In fact, I'll sign off so you can do that right now. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back with a regular episode on November 25th, and until then, Yule Believers, keep laughing all the way.
Tell everyone it's Christmas Podcast. Join in the fun on Christmas Podcast. Download everyone on Christmas Podcast Day. Get in the sleigh, it's Christmas Podcast Day.
Christmas Podcast Day.
Hey!
And that was Christmas 1983.
Actually, Dad, it's 2024.
Oh.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Can't Wait for Christmas podcast. If you like what you hear, please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, if you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, aka iTunes, and email us about it at christmas@tancast.com, we'll send you a free Can't Wait for Christmas sticker. If you'd like to see the show notes or leave a comment on this or any other episodes, you can go to our official website, cantwaitforchristmaspod.com. While you're there, you'll find a link to our official Zazzle store, where you can grab customizable t-shirts, ornaments, stickers, and all sorts of other Christmas-themed items all year long. We'd love to connect with you on social media. On TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, we are Can't Wait for Christmas Pod. And on the app formerly known as Twitter, we are @ChristmasPod. We Wish You a Merry Christmas was performed by the United States Marine Corps Band, and this amazing version of Jingle Bells on the accordion was performed by the wonderful and talented Christian Nowicki. All other music and sounds used in this episode are the properties of their individual copyright holders, and they are used for purposes of commentary and review. No infringement is intended. Okay, boys, did I forget anything?
God bless us, everyone.
Merry Christmas!
Long-time listeners probably know that we typically drop episodes on the 25th. Long-time listeners know that if it's only the third sentence of the podcast and I'm messing up this much, that's going to be a rough recording session. The chain has opened 10 Spirit Christmas stores across the Northeast. That's harder to say than you think it would be. It seems like you could just say, open 10 chains in the Northeast of the United States, but then you can't. Now, the dates for Hawaii and Alaska are a little earlier. December 16th for USPS Ground Advantage Service. I always forget that there's the word service at the end, and I start to end a sentence, and then I have to pretend I wasn't ending a sentence and say another word, which sounds, and this is true, stupid. Speaking of Christmas controversy, Neiman Marcus released its annual catalog of ludicrously... Speaking of Christmas controversy, Neiman Marcus released its annual guidebook of ludicrously... Come on! Words! Speaking of Christmas controversy... I'm 3 words into the sentence and messing up. 3 words in. Speaking of Christmas controversy, Neiman Marcus released its annual guidebook... Nope, catalog. It's not a guidebook. It's a catalog. You really think there's someone out there who's got 50K laying around to spend on a London shopping spree, but they see the title of the catalog and say, forget it, I don't celebrate Christmas. Was that supposed to be me? No, it was just a different voice. All right, should you redo that so it's not confusing to the listeners? Probably. You see, every year since 1966, the Norton Christmas Tree Association, no, the National, not Norton, that's not even written as Norton.